Tom, the composition of your new work, again, was supported by funding from the Johnstone Fund for New Music. Your new piece is called Cumulonimbus and will be given its world premiere by the Calidor Quartet and musicians of Chamber Music Connection tomorrow afternoon. Tell us about this work, what we can expect to hear when we go to the concert, how it came about, and so forth.
Yeah, and absolutely. It's going back about 5 years, Debbie had actually asked me to write another piece for Chamber Music Connection. And it turned out all right. And when she came to me this time and asked for another piece, I was excited because the kids at Chamber Music Connection are so terrific. Mm-hmm. The musicianship is so high. As music director from the top for 12 years, I kept coming back to Central Ohio to put these kids on the national radio show because they were as good as any you would find in any of the major urban centers, New York, L.A., Boston, Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so it was a real treat for me to get a chance to actually write for them. And here we had an especially nice situation with the Calidor, now young professionals, and storming the concert stages of the world, with Jeff and Ryan in particular having been on the show. And it was too good an opportunity to pass up. As it happens, I was leaving from the top after 12 years and moving to England with my family. And so it was a bit of a challenge to find the time and the energy to put a new piece together. So the solution became looking back at works that I had written in the past and considering transcribing one of them for string quartet and chamber orchestra. And I came across a piece that I wrote, which I thought was appropriate for a couple of reasons. One being that I wrote it when I was roughly their age in graduate school. Mm-hmm. I was about 25 at the time. And I thought, well, this is a nice way to kind of have a handshake over the decades. Mm-hmm. And it is a kind of a bit of a tour de force for strings, knowing the capabilities of both the Calidor String Quartet and the alumni and faculty who are going to be part of this concert tomorrow. So it's kind of a nonstop moto perpetuo, which they play like as if they have always had it in their repertoire.
Sure, a walk in the park. Okay, all right. Well, we will look forward to that world premiere tomorrow. That's a bit of a teaser for us, I think. I'm intrigued.